Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Sports Talk here on the Big 870. Mike Dottiglia along with Cullen Steele, taking care of everything behind the scenes here. We'll have Steve Geller join us at 5:45 for our triple option feature. Want to tell everybody it is game day for the New Orleans Pelicans, and the Pelicans kick off their regular season tonight against the Chicago Bulls in the Smoothie King Center, and you can catch the Pels versus the Bulls right here on the Big 870 WWL. Pregame starts at 6:30, tip off at 7 p.m. tonight, and a little after 4:20, we'll have on with us Jin Hale from Fox Sports. So talk a little bit about the Pelicans, certainly the NFL, and the Saints. Good news for the Saints from an injury standpoint. Chris Olave, Pete Werner, Cesar Ruiz, Colin Saunders, Taysom Hill, and Lucas Patrick had returned last week, but he's back also. The only two not at practice today, Derek Carr, was not spotted at the practice session today. So Carr wasn't there, along with Nick Saldaveri, who's, I think he's nursing a shoulder injury. But, man, Nick's had one injury after the other over the past 2 years since they basically traded up in the draft to get him. Certainly the big news last night that the Saints came up with a two-year extension to Alvin Kamara, $24.5 million, 22 guaranteed. And Saints don't have a lot of playmakers. He's one of them. And I'm sure there were people that called about Alvin Kamara. I got a lot of texts about it last night. I'm sure people did inquire what it would cost. But if you heard, and we'll have sound of Alvin Kamara, he didn't want to go anywhere. He wanted to stay here and finish his career here. He didn't want to. He knew that that contract next year, which would have paid him, I think, around $24 million, that wasn't going to happen. So they had to rework the contract. And but he wanted to stay here. I've been around long enough. They've had guys, things maybe a little bit not what you want it to be. They want out, and they let you know, or they play like they want to go out. Kamara, he's one of the few playmakers this football team has, and they're talking about trade. What do you get in return for him? You're not going to get full value. I don't know that for a fact, but most teams this type of year, you know, they're trying to make a deal for a veteran, and they want to get it at a bargain basement price. They don't want to pay anything for it. So Alvin Kamara back with the Saints with a contract for 2025 and 2026. And, again, he's one of the few playmakers this football team has, and we saw it early in the season what type of impact guy he is. And finally, he's starting to get a little healthy. Out west and with the Chargers, see what happens on that part. Also today in a big trade in the NFL, DeAndre Hopkins got traded from the Tennessee Titans to the Kansas City Chiefs. Basically, for a fifth-round pick, it can go up to, say, the fourth round if the Chiefs go to the Super Bowl and DeAndre Hopkins plays 60% of the offensive plays. I would think he might hit that particular part. DeAndre Hopkins, he was never what you want to call a speedster to begin with when he came out of Clemson, but he's still a really good route runner, 32 years old, and he's a crafty dude. He knows how to set you up and get separation downfield, tight window throws. Mahomes can do that. He hasn't really played with some of the top-notch quarterbacks, especially since he's been with the Titans. But he did play for a while with Kyler Murray, who can sling it. But Patrick Mahomes can sling it at a different level. I think it's a really good trade for the Chiefs to pick up a veteran who can work that short, intermediate areas of the field so well. And this year, they've struggled in that part. They got a big play guy, Xavier Worthy. He can run. He can hit you over the top. What you needed was a dependable guy that could move the chains for you, and it's not going to take him long to be on the same page as Mahomes. Smart players pick things up really quickly in life, so I think that's a really good deal for the Chiefs to get DeAndre Hopkins, and I think they'll end up probably giving up a fourth-round pick for DeAndre, and also the Titans traded away today. Ernest Jones IV, who they had just picked up weeks ago from the L.A. Rams. They traded him to the Seattle Seahawks in exchange for young guy Jerome Baker, at linebacker and a fourth-round pick. So Titans on a stockpiling draft choices. And, man, they got holes all over the board for the Titans trying to rebuild that football team. Also, was made official today, Kevin Stefanski came out and said that Jameis Winston will start Sunday. Who he goes up against? Baltimore Ravens. That's a toughie right off the bat.
That is a rough one to start.
That's a rough one. And also, good news for former LSU linebacker Devin White, who had been cut last week. He got some phone calls about where he could potentially end up. He signed today with the Houston Texans. And D'Amico Ryans, who's a former linebacker, linebacker's coach, defensive coordinator. The one thing with Devin, he is an athlete at the highest level. Always a freelance guy. He was at LSU. He was early on with the Bucks. But he got to the point where Todd Bowles said, enough's enough. I'm not taking this freelance any longer. He benched him, and then he went on to the Eagles. Vic Fangio is always about being in the right position, right time, right assignment. It didn't work with Devin. Cut him loose. And let's see if D'Amico Ryans can kind of shape things out with Devin White, who I think he's 26 years old. And he's still got some football gas left in the tank. But you can't always freelancing pull yourself out of position not to make a play. Can D'Amico Ryans and the Texans sort of work on that and bring him back to what we had saw in the early years with the Tampa Bay Bucks? Man, it just seems like just yesterday, 2019 draft, he was the fifth overall pick. And to basically have two teams say, hey, sorry, it's not working out. Can it work out in Houston with D'Amico Ryans and also his newest linebacker, Devin White?